सहनौ भुनक्तु सवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। We'll chant chapter 11, verses 1 to 5. Arjuna uvacha, Arjuna uvacha, Madanugrahaya paramam, Madanugrahaya paramam, Gupya madhyatma sangitam, यत्वयोक्तं वचस्तेन यत्वयोक्तं वचस्तेन मोहोयं विगतो मम मोहोयं विगतो मम। अर्जुन उवाच मदनुग्रहाय परमं गुह्यमध्यात्मसंगितं यत्वयोक्तं वचस्तेन मोहोयं विगतो मम। भवाप्ययौ हि भूतानां भवाप्ययौ हि भूतानां श्रुतौ विस्तरशो मया श्रुतौ विस्तरशो मया त्वत्तत्कमलपत्राक्ष माहात्म्यमपि चाव्ययं माहात्म्यमपि चाव्ययं। भवाप्ययौ हि भूतानां श्रुतौ विस्तरशो मया त्वत्तत्कमलपत्राक्ष माहात्म्यमपि चाव्ययम्। एवमेतद्यतात्तत्त्वम् आत्मानं परमेश्वर आत्मानं परमेश्वर द्रष्टुमिच्छामि ते रूपं द्रष्टुमिच्छामि ते रूपं ऐश्वरं पुरुषोत्तम ऐश्वरं पुरुषोत्तम। एवमेतद्यतात्तत्त्वम् आत्मानं परमेश्वर द्रष्टुमिच्छामि ते रूपं ऐश्वरं पुरुषोत्तम। मन्यते यदि तच्छक्यं मन्यते यदि तच्छक्यं मया द्रष्टुमिति प्रभो मया द्रष्टुमिति प्रभो। योगेश्वर ततो मे त्वं योगेश्वर ततो मे त्वं दर्शयात्मानमव्ययं दर्शयात्मानमव्ययं। मन्यते यदि तच्छक्यं मया द्रष्टुमिति प्रभो योगेश्वर ततो मे त्वं दर्शयात्मानमव्ययम्। श्रीभगवानुवाच श्रीभगवानुवाच पश्य मे पातरूपाणि पश्य मे पातरूपाणि शतशोतसहस्रशः शतशोतसहस्रशः नानाविधानि दिव्यानि नानाविधानि दिव्यानि नानावर्णाकृतीनि च
नानावर्णाकृतीनि च।
श्रीभगवानुवाच पश्य मे पातरूपाणि शतशोतसहस्रशः नानाविधानि दिव्यानि नानावर्णाकृतीनि च। Chapter 11, called as Vishwarupa Darshanam Yoga, Yoga of the Vision of the Cosmic Form. In the previous chapter, Vibhuti Yoga, he pointed out the divinity expressed in every aspect. Here, he is going to point out everything in divinity. Previous chapter was analytical, this chapter is synthetical. Now this chapter, as you study and reflect, will bring about an attitudinal change, and that is bhakti. A person has to recast oneself at all levels, the level of action, the level of attitude, and the level of awareness. Action, karma, attitude, bhakti, awareness, dhyana. When you increase your awareness towards the divinity, automatically the attitude within changes and the action would turn into service. That's the idea. Your awareness of the role of divinity, which is beyond the insignificant ego, increases. As a result of that increase in awareness, such awareness, your attitude bhav changes. When the bhav changes, you would look in terms of what I can do, not in terms of what I can take or what I will get. So, here in this chapter, Vishwarupa Darshana, seeing the Vishwa existing in Bhagavan. The entire Vishwa as Bhagavan. Entire Vishwa has come out of Bhagavan, existing in Bhagavan, dissolving in Bhagavan. That is this chapter. Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. So this chapter, Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga, means what? The yoga of the vision of the cosmic form. God is both immanent and transcendent. You should be able to see God in everything and everything in God. God in everything is chapter 10. Everything in God is chapter 11. And when a person's perception is turned in this direction, then you can say his value system and everything will be different. Otherwise, it's all the time individualistic, which will, like you discussed before the class, that will think in that angle only, you know. What am I having vis-a-vis what you are having? Rather than being grateful for what I am having. The middle of what you have is whether superior or inferior to others. But just the fact that you have this, you should be grateful. When you were talking about an example about children in school, talking at the age of 7, she was saying in her son's school, at the age of 7 she hears the discussion is that you're not rich because you're not having BMW. You're not rich because you're not having Audi. You're rich only then, you know. At the age of 7, what you should do is, you should teach them, become aware of what people don't even have a car. Isn't it? You are at least blessed to have a car which protects you from rain, sun, and then you have an air-conditioned car, and then you have a driver to drive you. You know, so many facts like that. The moment when children are talking like this, all these factors are not seen. They just see that factor that they are having a car which is giving them the status rich. I'm not having that car. Rather than focusing on what you have, the focus has been towards what you do not have. You don't appreciate what you have. So this chapter and previous chapter, when you understand, you start appreciating the presence of divinity in everything and you start feeling that divinity within. And once you start feeling that divinity within, there will be tremendous self-esteem and self-respect. When you see everything in divinity and everything is nothing but divinity, you are in no way inferior to anybody. You know, I remember once, you know, we have this road in Delhi called Subramanya Bharati Road. Do you know where it is? None of you know. But if I tell you car market, you will know. Car market is on that road. Subramanya Bharati Road. Now, Subramanya Bharati is a poet, was a poet from Tamil Nadu who fought for Indian freedom. He had written a lot like Rabindranath Tagore in Bengal. He is from Tamil Nadu. Now, Subramanya Bharati says, "Ellorum innattu manga." Means everyone is a king of this country. That is what republic country means, isn't it? You choose your representative to rule you. So once my English teacher walked into our class when I was doing my 10th standard and asked, is there anybody from royal family? Only one fellow raised his hands. Only one fellow. Again he asked, do you all understand the question? Is there anybody from royal family? Only one fellow. Then he said, are you not ashamed? All of you are royal family. In the sense, you choose your representative. Everybody is a king. That's what Subramanya Bharati said. You know, in the sense, the moment you understand these chapters and you feel that the presence of divinity in everything and everything is nothing but divine, you will have a tremendous self-esteem, self-respect, and you will start respecting each other. And the basis of everything is that the moment you understand that, you start respecting a person for what he or she is, for not what one possesses or for not what one does. Just, we look at people today and respect based on what they have, based on what they do, not based on what they are. Just because he belongs to a human species, he deserves the respect. You know, from that level, when you go deeply, everything in this universe deserves that respect, because everything is nothing but the expression of divinity. And not only that, like he ended up in the previous chapter, he said, anything that you see glory, please understand, it is my amsha. So when immediately you understand everything is due to God's grace, anugraha. And this now Arjuna, when he starts in this chapter, Arjuna starts talking and he requests Lord Krishna to show the Vishwarupa, and then Lord Krishna shows the Vishwarupa. And when he shows the Vishwarupa, he sees divine and very attractive, very soothing expressions. Also he sees extremely destructive expression. And when he sees that which is soothing to his eyes, attractive, Aishwarya, he is in joy. But the moment he shifts to slowly to all the negative and destructive aspects, he couldn't take it anymore. Then he requests Lord Krishna, please fold it back and come back to normal. And then slowly Lord Krishna comes back to that normal form from Vishwarupa form. So you will see tremendous change happening in Arjuna from the time he surrendered in chapter 2 till now until the end also. He will keep on saying, my delusion is gone, my delusion is gone. Meaning, a person is changing from within, a transformation happening from within, which is seen directly in the very first verse that Arjuna speaks here in this chapter. Arjuna uvacha, Arjuna uvacha, madanugrahaya paramam, madanugrahaya paramam, guhya madhyatma sangitam, guhya madhyatma sangitam, yatva yoktam vachastena, mohoyam vigato mama, mohoyam vigato mama, Arjuna uvacha, madanugrahaya paramam, गुह्यमध्यात्म संगीतम् यत्वयोक्तम् वचस्तेन मोहोऽयम् विगतो मम. Arjuna said, Arjuna uvacha, he told Lord Krishna, mat anugrahaya paramam, by that speech of the supreme secret known as adhyatma, which you have spoken out of compassion for me, anugraha, by your grace, by your compassion, you have spoken this to me. What did you speak? Guhyam adhyatma samyitam. Supreme secret you spoke. That is known as adhyatma, the knowledge of self. By that speech of supreme secret known as adhyatma, why did you speak to me? You spoke to me because of your compassion. This delusion of mine is dispelled. the supreme secret when it is revealed by a guru to the qualified shishya, it will bring about the dispel, it will dispel the delusion. It has got the benefit. So Arjuna is reconfirming now that he doesn't say it was given to me because I deserve it. It was given to me by you because of your compassion. This is what you call as empathy. Empathy is always you see from the other person's angle. Always you understand that finite cannot understand infinity. The infinity has to come down due to its own compassion towards the finite. So the guru comes down to your level and gives you the knowledge. So he says, thank you very much. You gave me this knowledge out of your compassion. Light has to dispel the darkness out of its own compassion. Darkness cannot help to light the lamp. The moment light comes, darkness is dispelled. So like that, you have come down to my level and gave me this knowledge. Thank you very much. It's all because of your anugraha. As a person evolves spiritually, he will start developing this feeling. See, the sign of growth is you start becoming more of a value. The sign of just information but not growth is you become like a mountain. The more you grow, you become like a valley. The valley, when rain falls, fills itself. Rain also falls on the mountain top. It just wets the mountain, but it doesn't stay there. So as a person evolves, he becomes, he or she becomes more of a valley. And this is what Arjuna is proving here. And this is precisely why Krishna was fighting on Arjuna's side. When Duryodhan and Arjuna both met Krishna to seek his help, Arjuna was a valley, Duryodhan was a mountain. Simple. There is a way to receive the grace, and that is by becoming a valley. Grace is universal. Rainfall is for the mountain also, for the valley also. Rain doesn't choose preferentially the valley. Isn't it? It has no preferential attitude towards the valley. But when it rains, it's the valley that receives it, not the mountain. Similarly, there is a way of receiving the grace. That's that beautiful bhajan that they sing, no? Atal living people made it very popular. Log kehte hain Bhagwan dete nahi, aate nahi, sote nahi. But then they say, you are not asking like Meera. You are not like gopis. You are not like Sudama.
Krishna Chinkana.
Yeah. So the idea is, you have to become like Sudama. Sudama ever asked. You have to call like Meera. You know, that's the point. Are you the Meera? See, I mentioned this story before also. Ramakrishna, Swami Ramakrishna Paramahamsa gives this story. He says, a child every day from a poor family, every day when he goes to school, he goes for a walk, and on the way he befriends Krishna, Sri Krishna, and plays with Sri Krishna every day and goes to school. So one day the child was very sad, and Sri Krishna asked, what happened? Why are you sad? It's my birthday today. Everybody, when it's their birthday, they distribute chocolates. But I am from poor family, I can't distribute chocolates. So I'm sad. And he says, don't worry, and he gives all expensive chocolates. to the child. The child takes it and distributes to the kids at school and to the teachers. And the teachers are happy, but they are, how come you got this chocolate? It is very expensive. Did you steal it? I said, no. Sri Krishna gave it to me. Teacher says, what are you talking? Sri Krishna gave it to you? And they say, you are talking lies. Say the truth. The child starts crying, I am saying the truth, you people are not believing. The teacher says, okay, Sri Krishna gave very deep, under the trees. Come, let's go there, he is there, let's meet him. And then they go, he is not there. And they are shouting at him, telling lies. Child starts crying more. And says, Krishna, please come, they are thinking I am saying lies, you only gave to me, no, why don't you come and tell them? And he comes. The child starts jumping with joy. He's come. You can ask him now.
They can't see.
So the teacher is finally understanding. The child is not saying lies. We can't see because we are not as pure as the child is. As innocent as the child is. So ultimately the purity, that anugrah. See, when these two combine together, you achieve excellence. Just intelligence may give you success. But what is the difference between success and excellence? That attitude. The intelligence coupled with that right attitude. So here, Arjuna's attitude in the beginning is that take my chariot and place it in between both the armies. In the second chapter. Then he surrendered. I don't know what I'm talking, what is good for me, I don't know. Then now he's saying, it's all by your grace. Nothing here is by my effort. That doesn't mean your effort is not needed. Your effort should be in becoming a valley. Your effort should not be in becoming a mountain. Both are efforts. You can put in effort to create a mountain, you can put in effort to create a valley. That right effort and making yourself a valley, which is what is shown here by Arjuna. It says, Mat anugrahaya paramam. Out of compassion for me, out of your grace, you have descended upon me, you have given me this supreme secret. By that my delusion is gone. What delusion? What delusion is gone here? He's trying to say. It's not that he's become self-realized. He was very sure that the good thing for him to do is not to fight. Now he's saying, now my delusion is gone. I should fight.
Guruji, you said intelligence plus attitude will give
is excellence.
Excellence.
That's why we say a Brahmana in the 5th chapter itself, Lord Krishna said 18th verse, 5th chapter. When he talked about a Brahmana, he said, one who has Vidya and Vinaya. Vidya, Vinaya Sampanne, Brahmane Kavi Hastini, Shunishchaiva Shopakecha Pandita Samadarshana. A Brahmana is one who has both Vidya and Vinaya, both knowledge and humility. So this is a demonstration by Arjuna, humility. His humility is being demonstrated here. So by that speech of supreme secret known as Adhyatma, which you spoke out of compassion for me. So that is why when you go to a guru, you don't ask, when will you give me knowledge? First of all, in a gurukula, Shishyas will be given knowledge by the guru according to the Shishyas development. If he still has started giving you knowledge, which means what? He thinks you still have to work out to become a Shishya. That's all. In fact, Bhagwan has no choice. Bhagwan is like rain. Wherever there is depression, rain will collect, will come. Isn't it? And there is low pressure, rain will come. So you have to create that in you. This is what we studied in 4th chapter also. Tadvitti பிரணிபார்த்தேன பரிப்பிரஷ்னேன சேவையா உபதேசியந்தி தேஞானம் ஞானின தத்துவ தர்ஷனம். The moment you are qualified, knowledge will come to you. If you are not qualified, it will not come to you. So if it still not come, what will you do? You will start preparing yourself to become qualified. Not saying why you are not going to be yet. So Arjuna is saying, by your grace, I have got this knowledge, which you spoke out of compassion. And as a result of that, what happened? This delusion went away. There has to be a communion between the Guru and Shishya. And when there is a communion between the Guru and Shishya, the communication from the Guru to the Shishya will bring about a transformation in the Shishya. And the Guru is waiting to give, but the Shishya is not yet ready to receive. Guru will wait patiently. And once the Shishya is ready, instantly it is given. And the transformation happens immediately. That is why spiritual knowledge is not filling yourself with information. Spiritual knowledge is making yourself more and more transparent. The more and more transparent you become, knowledge starts reflecting in you. The very term educate means that. To eke out, to draw out, not to stuff yourself from outside with more information. The effort should be to become more pure. The more pure you become, the knowledge from the Gita or from any scripture will start revealing from within. I mentioned this again, another story by Swamramtita. He says, there were two painters in a kingdom. Both were great. The king wanted to decide who is the best among the two. So he said, we are going to organize a competition between the two. And he gave a huge room to them and said, one side of the wall you paint, another side you paint. Take 30 days. We'll come and inspect it after 30 days and we'll see who is the best. So painter one came and started painting from day one. 24 hours he was painting. Painter 2 did not come again. 30th day he started making his appearance. He came, 30th day. And I say 28th day. And 3 days, all he did not have any painting brush, nothing with him. All he came with was just with one emery sheet. Sandpaper. Nothing else. And his side of the wall, he started, these two walls are opposite each other. So his side of the wall, he started making it smoother. More and more smooth, you know. He started smoothing it. And the more he was smoothing it, it was becoming more like a mirror. Glass is nothing but smoothened sand, right? And this side became like a mirror. Whatever painting this fellow did, started reflecting in it. And with that reflection, there was depth also. Because he smoothed it in such a way, there was depth also. The same painting was looking much better here. So what Amrita is trying to say is, the idea is not to fill yourself with more and more chapters. Each and every chapter when you study, all you need to do is you have to start becoming more and more pure. What are you doing in that direction? That's what we call as sadhana. When you do that, transformation will come. Arjuna went and sat next to Krishna's feet. Duryodhana went and sat next to Krishna's head. So that bhava, that attitude, that when it changes, from inside he realizes what a stupid act it was, thinking from his side that he is going to kill his guru by which he will incur power. He did not allow himself to rise to the level of to the occasion, to the highest level, to see from the total angle. Always we are looking from our angle. So this made us not to see from a total angle, and the result of which he says my delusion is gone. You have the choice to see from that gross angle, from your personal level, or to go deeper and look at it from the total level. So that delusion, because of which we start seeing from this level, because the delusion is making us look at ourselves as a small bubble in the ocean, not realizing that we are actually the ocean, not the bubble. So that's why it says, Mat anukrahaya paramam. Everything is due to God's grace. And the moment I understand that it is due to God's grace or goodness, I will instantly be appreciating whatever I have got. And then I have learned to appreciate what I have got. I have no time to even see what I do not have. And if that is something that I deserve, that will come to me. So I would start focusing on deserving rather than desiring. This is the fundamental that one has to learn. In fact, this is what we as parents should teach our children. Isn't it? There is a beautiful law that Swamiji quotes in Vedanta Treatise book. He says, you get what you deserve, not what you desire. Right? We should teach our children to deserve, not desire.
So would that be, as he says in the other book, duties over rights?
Automatically you will start looking at from the angle of duty. A deluded person will look from the angle of rights, or only rights. See, rights is something that comes as a result of your duties. You understand? But a person who has this bhav, like we are discussing now, will look at it from the deserving angle. He will automatically be thinking, what can I do? Duties, what should I do? That's the whole idea. So, the moment we are able to say everything is by God's grace, it's how you look at it. Isn't it? When you lose something, you can probably look at it as, instead of losing much more, I only lost this much. I could have lost more. The moment you have that attitude, you are peaceful. On the contrary, if you have the other attitude, why did I lose this? You have agitation. Now this doesn't mean you work lackadaisical as a result of which you lose unjustified. You continue your efforts. Or whatever you get, you accept that as out of compassion God has given us. Because what is in my hands is only doing. Result is not in my hands. Already he explained. Result in the hands of totality. That is not in my hands. It's beginning to appreciate the insignificance of the individual and the glory of divinity that fills every aspect in this world. That's what this verse talks about. So this delusion of mind is disturbed. When you receive the right knowledge from the right person with the right attitude, the effect is transformation. Right knowledge from the right person with the right attitude at the right time. The result will be what? Inner transformation. If it's not with right attitude, it won't be enough. transformation. You are not able to appreciate what you received.
I think the rest is all readily available, only the attitude within you is not. Right? The rest is all waiting.
The moment you change your attitude, things will come to you in a due course. And that attitude is nothing but bhakti. When they say bhakti, today bhakti in many people's mind is just simply muttering from God's name or turning the rosary beads. Or some loud bhajans and rituals and this and that, without any changing the attitude. You know? But attitude has to change. So, next. So, here I am telling Krishna that my delusion is dispelled. I am beginning to understand what you are trying to say. Right?
भवाप्ययौ हि भूतानां भवाप्ययौ हि भूतानां श्रुतौ विस्तरशो मया त्वत्तकमलपत्राक्ष माहात्म्यमपि चाव्ययौ माहात्म्यमपि चाव्ययौ भवाप्ययौ हि भूतानां श्रुतौ विस्तरशो मया त्वत्तकमलपत्राक्ष माहात्म्यमपि चाव्ययौ.
Verily, the origin and dissolution of beings verily has been heard by me in detail from you. You talked about the origin and the dissolution of the entire universe in detail. O lotus-eyed and also your inexhaustible greatness, how you pervade and you remain deep inside, intact, untouched. All this you spoke in detail, in great detail. Lotus ideas, fully blown lotus, Kamala Patraksha. The eyes, you see, is appreciating Lord Krishna's eyes, which is compared here to the lotus petals, soft, opened fully, etc. What you need to understand is, you can take it as just adjectives. You can say that Krishna is using a lot of adjectives when he addresses Arjuna. Similarly, Arjuna also uses a lot of adjectives. In other words, please understand, communication is 99% psychology. 1% message. In the atmosphere of love,
99%
psychology, only 1% message. In the atmosphere of love, in the atmosphere of play, when you give it, it is absorbed much better. Isn't it? So the adjectives only show the remarkable love from the teacher side and from the student side here. Both of them. Arjuna's love and devotion to Krishna and Krishna's love to Arjuna. So he says, I have heard the origin, dissolution and also your greatness in detail. In comparison to your greatness, mine is nothing and also my greatness is only actually your greatness. That is understood. That's what he is saying here. Verily, you are spread from origin to dissolution. Where am I here? As much as possible, we must consciously remove the I as much as possible. For example, when you are writing letters, you want to find out how many I is there in the letter. It's so much I. Allow the divinity to express through you by removing the obstacle I. That's all you need to do. That's what we mean by the effort to make yourself a valley. We say, you got to put in the effort to make yourself a valley means what? Dig that I. The more and more you dig, and the I goes on reducing. You become more and more a valley. Jesus has said the same thing. Empty thyself, I shall fill thee. More I, less Bhagwan. Less I, more Bhagwan. I have heard from you in detail, but now he is going to ask him to show the Vishwarupa Darshana. The more and more you hear the subtle, you would be interested to listen to it more. That's the beauty of subtle. The gross you will get neutralized. Anything gross, you get neutralized. Even at the film music level, you know, when you hear something, the gross is there for a while and then it's gone. A subtler things you can stay for longer time. Next.
Eva metadhyata sattvam, eva metadhyata sattvam. Atmanam parameshwara, atmanam parameshwara. Drashtumichyami te rupam.
Aishwaram purushottama,
aishwaram purushottama.
Eva metadhyata sattvam, atmanam parameshwara. Drashtumichyami te rupam, aishwaram rupam. Aishwaram purushottama. O Parama Ishwara, O Parameshwara, O Lord, it is just as you have declared yourself. I desire to see your supreme form, O Purushottama. It's not because of doubt he is asking. You said you pervade everything and everything is in you. Can you show that to me? See, the idea should be, many times what happens is, I don't know, I'm sure everybody would have experienced, many times certain ideas come to you, but you have not retained. It's left you. After a while you've forgotten about it. Isn't it? Now, the whole idea is, it's not enough if I've received something. I need to now retain it, establish it in me, so that it becomes me. The day should come where I don't have to carry this book with me anymore. Did Sri Krishna take this book with him? By battlefield of Kurukshetra, maybe Arjuna will ask some question. Let me keep a book with me. He is established himself in it, right? He is that. So that's what Arjuna is saying here. When he asks for detail, he wants to make it his own. It's not that he is not understood. The moment I see it, I feel it, it's mine. I have experience. The moment I experience it, it never leaves me. So Arjuna is saying, please help me to experience it. You have given me in detail. My delusion is gone, but he recognizes very well that he needs to go deeper so that the delusion never returns. When we study, when we appreciate all that, we do have this. But the moment we go somewhere and when somebody starts appreciating us for what we have done, at that time are we humble? You are able to appreciate that now. At that time, you also feel, maybe I have done something. Isn't it? So, it is just as you have said in detail, I would like to experience. So please, he is requesting, Lord Krishna. Don't stop with just detailing. Show it to me also. And the seeing, when you see a mirror, on the reflection you see the dirt on your face. But do you wipe the mirror or do you wipe your face? Are you with me? So this is what Arjuna is asking Shri Krishna. You show it to me by which there will be a permanent transformation within. Yes, there is transformation happening already, but I want to make it permanent. Establish it in me. So he says, O Parameshwara, it is just as you have declared yourself. I'm not doubting so that show me proof, it's not in that sense. I desire to see your supreme form. Because once I've seen that form from within, thereafter ego can never creep in my life. We also know, isn't it? That's why a gross person requires some tremendous manifestation. He has to go to Maya or something like that. Then he realizes that insignificance. A subtle person from wherever he is all the time aware that however big he may be, he is just a small speck in the total. So he says, I desire to see your supreme form. The very perception has to change. Until the perception has not changed, you have to continue with your study and sadhana. Because you think you are all right. It's like the medicines that they take for tuberculosis, you know. They say for a week, for a year or so, they give the medicines, right?
9 months.
9 months. And if you don't continue that fully, as it is in between, you may feel much better maybe after 3 months or 4 months. So I believe some people may stop it. So the doctors kind of reinforce them, and especially the immediate relatives, they tell, you know, make sure that the person completes the course. Because the relapse is worse. If there is a relapse, it is worse. Then antibiotics is the same thing, right? They say you have to complete the course. Once you've started, you have to complete the course. So, I desire to see your supreme form. Oh, Purushottama. Oh, Uttama Purusha. Supreme being. Now, Arjuna is talking to his close friend Krishna. But now he is seeing Krishna differently. He is able to understand from the more he started speaking, Krishna, slowly he is realizing, oh, this man is somebody else. He is not just my friend, he is somebody else. And this Krishna never see. One of the greatness of a great person that we have to learn from any great person is, they will make the other person comfortable. They come to that level and make them comfortable. You see, culture, we keep talking about culture, right? When you write an article, or when you write a book, many people use such flowery language to show how much they know. You have to understand who are going to be my readers. No? Then you have to make them comfortable. You should not make them put up. I don't know, something great, so I don't even want to come closer to that. Something really great, you know. This is with reference to everything, especially with the richness also. You don't make your presence known. You come to that person's level and function. But then, if the culture is lacking, you want to show yourself somewhere there. You know? So this is what here. Sri Krishna never made Arjuna realize that. Now, on the on the battlefield when he surrendered, he didn't realize that the depth of Krishna. As Krishna started speaking, he started realizing the depth of Krishna. And as a result of which, he is also getting transformed. When you stop your information on somebody else, it just puts them off. But when you make them ask and then give, slowly the change happens. So he says, O Purushottama, O Parameshwara. He is not saying, hey Krishna, my God, you are so deep, man. So kindly give me the experience. Let me see it. If I can see it, it is permanent in me. And once that permanent change has happened, thereafter, my bhava is going to be that. Immediately I will be thinking and being grateful for what I have rather than what I do not have. That gratitude. If you can teach your children to appreciate what they have. You know, in Christian faith they have this. In our culture also it is there, but it's lost. Every night before they go to sleep, in Christian faith they say, thank you God. Every time they eat meal also, thank you God. In our culture also, when a person gets his salary or something, he goes and keeps it in the puja room. Then only he takes it. Isn't it? So the whole thing is to understand, be grateful. Bhagavan is giving us. The more and more you fill yourself with gratitude, the more and more your life will become meaningful to you. A meaningful life will be filled with gratitude. A meaningless life will be filled with objects. The real meaning of life is in gratitude, not in gratification. We are trying to find meaning in gratification, not in gratitude. Shakespeare says, ingratitude, ingratitude, stronger than traitor's arms.
Stronger than
traitor's arms. If you are ungrateful, it is stronger than traitor's arms. It will finish you. It robs all the what? Joy of life. Whereas a person may not have objects to gratify himself, but he has gratitude. He will be filled with joy. So we have to teach our children to appreciate. Without teaching our children to appreciate, if you stuff them with stuff that will gratify them, obviously this will be the situation. So when you were saying, no, I was thinking, which I thought I'll talk to you after the class, you were talking about workshop for children. I personally feel there should be workshop more for parents. It's not, that's why, you know, it's a fact. Like you said, teach the parents. It is. When parents themselves don't have the gratitude, how is it going to come to the children? It's no way going to come to the children. And the only number of workshops you might give to the children, they go back, their example is going to come from their parents only. See? If at all it has to start from the top to bottom. You can address the bottom also, but you have to first address the top. So that's why when we did that workshop on joyful parenting, I was very satisfied because so many people said in many, many different ways that they benefited. But one lady after that lecture, during the lecture only, when she asked a question, she said, whatever it is, from today, I will never force my son. Let him be what he wants to be. And she had that, you know, the change. I was quoting Khalil Gibran's words on his children and explaining. And that really hit her, she says. Children are vulnerable and they are innocent. They are mirrors. We can see ourselves in them. When somebody is abusing a child, beating them black and blue, what is it showing? It is clearly showing them to themselves, provided they are able to learn from that. See, in an environment where you are filled with people who are stronger than you, when you are vulnerable, you are not yourself. You are pretending. In front of a child or in front of a vulnerable situation, a situation where people are vulnerable, how you behave, that shows exactly who you are. Are you showing off your power? Isn't that showing who you are? So Arjuna wants this transformation to be permanent. So he says, kindly show me the form. I desire to see it, to see your supreme form, in which everything is there.
Manyate yadi tachakyam, manyate yadi tachakyam, maya kashtumiti prabho, maya kashtumiti prabho, yogeshwaratato metvam, yogeshwaratato metvam, दर्शयात्मानम् अव्ययम् दर्शयात्मानम् अव्ययम् मन्यते यदि तच्छक्यम् मया द्रष्टुमिति प्रभो योगेश्वर ततो मे त्वम् दर्शयात्मानम् अव्ययम्
He suddenly realizes, though I've asked, I'm not sure if I'm ready for it. So he immediately corrects, he says, Oh Lord, if you think it is possible for me to see, only if you think, I leave it to you. Because out of my enthusiasm I could ask, but probably I am not yet ready. So I leave that also to you. See, this is the bar. If I ask you to pass water while I am driving the car, you are sitting next to me, you are sitting at the back. And most often you can see people leaving their entire body without even opening the cap. How do you expect that fellow as he is driving to open and drink? Isn't it? If empathy is there, you'll open the bottle and give it to that person. It's starting to realizing the insignificant situation seen from the other person, all this is growth. So he said here, Oh Lord, if you think it is possible, because I am Shishya. I don't know whether it is possible for me to see now. Out of enthusiasm I may ask. But you please give it to me only if you think I am ready. See, whenever you are ready, you will have the attitude. Whenever you are not ready, you think you are ready. Whenever you are ready, you think you may not be ready. So, yeah, this is the idea. A person who is ready, he thinks maybe he is not. A person who is definitely not ready is very sure that he deserves it. There are two sannyasis meditating on Himalayas to reach God. And Narad Muni, when he came from heaven, he landed on the Himalayas. And he saw this guy meditating. And his presence made them realize something. Great sages come, so immediately they open the eyes and see. And they prostrate to Narad Muni and say, welcome and all that. And then, here I'm going to be here for a few days and then I'm going back to Vaikuntha and then again I'm scheduled to come back again after a few months. Do you guys want to check anything from Mahavishnu? So both of them say, please check with him. How many more years you have to meditate? And how many more janmas do you have? Is this going to be our last janma? Or we have a few more janmas? So when he comes back next time, he comes with the information, very clear information, that A is going to realize his janma. B is going to take many more janmas. So he comes to A and says, though he is going to realize this janma, he says, you are going to take, you see the tamarind tree there? You count the leaves there, that many janmas you have. For which the A says, oh thank God, at least now it has come to countable numbers. That's his attitude. B, who is going to have many more janmas, he says, you are realizing this janma. Immediately says, my God, this janma I am realizing. I am told a new shopping mall is opened, I have not experienced that. Right? So, do you think that everyone experiences that? So, this is what you need to understand. When a person is ready, the sign is, maybe I am not. You wait. A person is not ready, he thinks, I deserve it. So here very clearly Arjuna is saying, if you think I can see it possible for me to see your imperishable self, then show me Das, O Yogeshwara. Krishna is called here, addressed here as Yoga Ishwara, the Lord of Yoga. What is this Lord of Yoga word trying to explain here? Why is he addressing Lord Krishna as Yogeshwara here?
He controls in control of all his senses and in control, discipline.
And a yogi,
you are
fully in.
A yogi is one who has become one, united with the self. Right? He is the Lord. He who is united only can impart the knowledge. See, you can only receive the knowledge to the extent you have got the right attitude, to the extent you have become the receptor. Similarly, you can only impart the knowledge to the extent you have unfolded it. If you yourself have not unfolded it fully, you cannot show it fully. Give it fully. You can only give what you have. So Yoga Ishwara, Lord of Yoga, Shri Krishna, you are united with the Self, and how you can only show the whole thing in detail, nobody else. And a yogi is the one who has gone deeper and has the capacity to unfold everything slowly according to my capacity. It has to be done slowly, isn't it? A person who has gone inside with the ability to expand also, but according to my capacity. So this is what Arjuna requests. So from next week we'll see what Lord has to say.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. कायेन वाचा कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैव मनसेन्द्रियैव बुद्ध्यात्मना वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात्
प्रकृते स्वभावात्
करोमि यद्य सकलं परस्मै
सकलं परस्मै
नारायणायेति समर्पयामि
नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.
Thank you.